every Arizona homeowner's best friend for 30 years.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in.
It's Rosie on the House.
Hey, and good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to Rosie on the House. On this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, we are your weekend wake-up call and have been for the last 30 years. We thank you for that. Thanks for tuning in. We've got a, well, Gary D.
Yo.
Who just walked in the studio? What did the cat drag in? Who are these guys?
Well, I recognize Marshall.
Holy cow. Marshall, Trimble, and Dolan Ellis, man. These guys are Arizona icons.
We were just hitchhiking up 16th.
To what do I owe this pleasure?
This will teach you not to keep the doors locked.
They've been busy playing the Heritage.
Holy cow. So y'all are in town. You just stopped in this morning. What are you doing up this early? I didn't know entertainers got up this early.
We haven't gotten to bed yet.
Well, where were y'all playing? What are y'all doing here in town?
Yeah, we were doing a fundraiser for the the Arizona Heritage Center out in Papago Park.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Marshall, last time we had you on, you were up at the Payson Book Festival. I think that was last summer, I think.
Yeah, last year. I can't make it this year. Yeah. I've got to be in Missouri this year at the same time, so I'm going to have to pass on it, but I'll be back next year.
Okay. And
these guys are busier than we are.
I mean, to tell you. And
I'm retired.
Is that what happens when you retire? Dolan just got back from playing in Florida.
Yeah. I was in Florida. We were down there visiting a new grandson, and I got a call from the New Christy Minstrels, and they said, we got a member that's sick. Would you fill in for us? And I was in Tampa. They said, we're down here in Tampa. We'll fly you in from Phoenix. I went, are you kidding me?
You're not going to believe.
So I did 3 concerts with the NCM while I was down there.
Well, what a hoot. Now, what's your connection to New Christy Minstrels?
I'm one of the original members of the New Christy Minstrels. Mm-hmm. We took that place from a dream to a Grammy and all the good stuff.
Well, for those of you newcomers that are tuning in this morning, Marshall Trimble is the official state historian, Arizona state historian, as declared by Governor Rose Mofford.
Yep.
And Dolan is the official Arizona state balladeer. Now, was that by Dolan Ellis?
That was by Governor Goddard in 1966. This is my 53rd year as the official balladeer. 13 governors have redone that appointment.
That's a big responsibility.
You don't remember it, but we've met before. Now, we've had you on talking about the book you wrote.
Yeah.
Scrubby.
And that was just the last holiday season. But we've met before a long time ago.
We can't, at
a joint in Old Town Scottsdale called the Tuba City Truck Stop.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was my little restaurant showroom that we had there for 5 years.
Yeah, the Tuba City Truck Stop. I remember when it opened. I had just turned 18. When it opened.
No kidding.
And so we hung out there
regularly. Me too.
The Tuba City Truck Stop. Oh, man. So, again, thank you guys for dropping in. Let's talk a little bit about what y'all are up to, other than traveling to Tampa and an upcoming trip to Missouri and all of that. What's on your plate just right here, right now?
Well, Statehood Day is Statehood Day is a big deal, and this time of the year. And
February 14th, you just passed by, what is that, 106?
106.
106, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Arizona, 106. And to think, so I've been here half that time. You guys too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I figured it out the other day. I've been the official balladeer 53 years, and this is our 106th anniversary for the state. So half the time Arizona's been a state, I've been a balladeer.
Does that make you half a balladeer?
It makes me something like that, I guess.
So here you are toting your guitar here. So have you got something you want to prove it to all the newcomers that you really are the Arizona balladeer? You got something for us?
Well, I could do that.
Do it.
I could do that. Yeah. I'll do a quick one here.
Okay, yeah, do it, cool.
Does that come through all right? Arizona through and through. Arizona, home to me and you. Now you can jump right in there, Rosie, when that rolls right.
We don't let him sing.
This is the land of the cowboy, the miner and his gold, of the drumming dance and the ancient chants of the Hopi and the Navajo. We are a land of all people, and we've come from near and far. Yellow, black, brown, white, like a rainbow bright, Arizona's who we are. Come on, everybody sing with me. Arizona.
Arizona. Arizona.
Through and through.
Arizona, home to me and you.
That's known as a waker upper.
That's a waker upper at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Book us.
I'll be the crowd noise.
You do the singing.
I'll do the crowd noise. And Marshall, about the time Dolan was in at Tuba City Truck Stop, you were still school teaching at Core. You were a Coronado Don.
That was about the time I went up to SCC, I think. 1977, I moved up to SCC.
Well, that would have been right about then.
Right about that time. But I used to bring my classes into the Tuba City Truck Stop.
Give or take 10 years.
Yeah. our final exam was conducted at the Tuba City Truck Stop.
You were at Coronado for a long time.
Yeah, from 69 to 77.
Yeah, that's where I first knew about you, because I was over at Saguaro and Chaparral, but I had a lot of friends over at Coronado, and they always talked about this history teacher, Marshall. So then you jumped over to Scottsdale Community College and taught history there, Arizona history there, for how many years?
40.
40 years.
Maybe more. I quit counting. I'd run out of fingers and toes.
But you do in the 40 years, you did a lot of public appearances. I especially liked what you used to do up in Prescott. Are you still doing that on a semi-regular basis?
I retired at 20 years, and I retired. Actually, I wrecked my truck coming back from Prescott. I thought I better.
Dolan, there he goes, bragging again.
I thought maybe I'm getting too old to do this gig and come home in the middle of the night.
Oh, man, nobody was hurt.
They're investing.
I got a smashed nose and a cut face, and my pickup was the one that was really hurt. No, that Palo Verde tree I hit was the one really hurt. Got massacred.
Investigating officer said, you know, Marshall, and he recognized him. He said, Marshall, you were speeding, weren't you? And Marshall said, yeah, I was. And he said, well, I just love what you do, but it's my job. I got to give you a ticket. And he said to the cop, he said, well, couldn't you just turn your head and kind of let this one go? He said, I'm just a poor entertainer. And the guy said, yeah, I've seen your show.
I knew that was coming.
Oh man. So with this celebration that y'all were doing around Centennial Day, what does that look like? What are y'all doing? It's stories, it's songs, it's give us a taste.
Oh, just we talk about how hard it was to become a state. Arizona had a very difficult time. They thought we had too many scorpions and rattlesnakes and Gila monsters and Democrats and, you know, just the normal thing and didn't mean to get political there, but no, it was, you know, we had the Pleasant Valley War had gone on and the Cochise County War, Wyatt Earp and the Clantons and the McLowries, and Easterners ate that stuff up. And so whenever a little thing would happen, you know, it would make the front page of Eastern newspapers. They just thought we were all a bunch of crazy gunfighters out here, had a gunfight every 45 minutes. We only do that in Tombstone now.
Man. Well, it was a rough road to statehood for Arizona, but boy, when we got there, we sure got there in a big way, didn't we?
Yeah, I just said at the show the other night, I just said, you know, some political whack back in Washington said it'll be 100 years before that jerk water state, send somebody to Washington that makes a difference. We immediately sent Carl Hayden and Henry Ashurst and Ernest McFarlane and Barry Goldwater and John Rhodes, Paul Fannin, the Udall brothers, Moe and Stewart, and of course Sandra Day O'Connor and Bill Rehnquist. John McCain, Jeff Flake. Nowadays, we just keep sending people that make a difference back there.
Not just Arizona icons, but these are people that left a national footprint.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
And Rhodes, John Rhodes, and everything they did with the CAP Canal and everything else.
Yeah.
I mean, some real big heavy hitters coming out of this.
And interestingly about that, the Democrats and the Republicans worked together to make that happen on the Central Arizona Project. Wouldn't have happened if they hadn't all gotten together.
Boy, and it looked smart then. It looks really genius, brilliant right now.
It does.
When you see the conditions that Nevada and Utah and Colorado are
California in, just
California
is dying to have what we have.
Are dying to have what we have in the water supply that we've got. So, well, folks, we're here this morning with Dolan Ellis, the Arizona official state balladeer, and Marshall Trimble, the official Arizona state historian, having fun, talking a little bit about what they're doing and touring the state and highlighting the state. Dolan, we got about 30 seconds. Why don't you take us out with a little strum or two?
Okay, how about...
Sounded good to me.
It was snowing up in Flagstaff, but we knew that the desert would be hot. So we crawled beneath the blankets. The dog always got the warmest spot.
Burp, burp.
It was 2 days to Christmas when we climbed into the back of Dad's old truck. 8 hours down to Phoenix if we don't run out of water, tires, or luck.